USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Members of the UN Security Council are meeting to talk about the hostilities in the Middle East. In the Israeli city of Ashkelon, one building suffered a direct hit. Health officials in Gaza say the recent Israeli airstrikes have killed nearly 36 Palestinians. More than 13,000 gas stations in the east still don't have any gas, according to Gas Buddy. A week ago, a cyber attack took out the Colonial Pipeline, and stations in the east began running out. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts tells Fox News it's critical for America to maintain its energy independence.
Everything that undermines our energy independence, like canceling the Keystone XL pipeline, pushing the Green New Deal, all these things is going to make us more vulnerable. And it was one of the things that was a strength under the last administration that we were starting to become a net exporter of petroleum products.
This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regard to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of the Epoch Times and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Retail stores are deciding whether to change mask policies after the CDC adjusts the mask guidelines for those people who are fully vaccinated. USA Radio Network's Dan Rocky has the story.
Following the CDC's updated guidance on mask wearing, several national retailers are also changing their policies. Walmart, Costco, Publix, Sam's Club, and Trader Joe's have all announced that wearing masks in their store will be optional for customers who are fully vaccinated, subject to local mandates. The stores are still asking those who are unvaccinated to continue to wear masks. The moves come after the CDC changed their guidance, saying that people who are fully vaccinated no longer need to wear masks indoors, except in crowded settings and healthcare facilities. Even with the new mandates, some stores, like Home Depot, Kroger's, and Target, say they're leaving their mask requirements in place for now. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
It's finally tax time. Don't panic. USA Radio's Tim Berg has details on what you might need to know.
The extra month the government gave taxpayers to file their tax return ends on Monday. Americans will have until Monday night to either file their 2020 returns or request an extension. The traditional April 15th deadline was pushed back for a second straight year because of the pandemic. As your taxes are being processed by the IRS, what catches their eye and may get you audited? Paul Schwartz is an accountant with Huffman & Company.
The biggest thing is you want to make sure that you're showing enough income on the return to support normal everyday living expenses. If they see a return that has very little income, they start to wonder how you supported yourself. And so that's something that really would perhaps trigger a red flag in their eyes. And one of the big areas also is charitable contributions. Be careful on that, especially non-cash contributions like the donation of merchandise or clothing or household furniture. People do tend to be aggressive in that area, and the latest research we have is that they may start to focus on that.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.